Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to The Man's Voice here on this cold Sunday afternoon for many people. One of the things that's really surprising to me is all the snow and cold that's going on in the country right now. There are two people who actually died after trying to shovel the snow up in New York. But I was talking to some people in New York and they're telling me that it's like living in an igloo. But a lot of people on the up there in that area are turning off their gas and they're turning off the heat because the prices have surged so high that they're afraid they won't be able to have it very long. So things are not going well in terms of weather conditions here in the United States right now. But I know that down in Miami, where a lot of the people are, it's 75, but I looked up where one of our panelists are up in the Detroit, and it's 27 degrees. So we hope everyone stays warm and can make it through this winter. But I like to turn it over to the panel because there's so many things to talk about. Let's try with somebody who was on first. Michael, what do you have for what do you want to talk about?
Oh, man, thank you so much for calling on me, David. I appreciate that. If we could talk about that the midterms that just happened in that so-called red wave that turned out to be a puddle. I don't know if any of my conservative colleagues are on the call right now, but I want to hear their thoughts on the fact that their party, the Republican Party, lost again. Okay, they lost once again. They lost a popular vote. They've lost a popular vote every year since Ronald Reagan. So I want to hear their thoughts on in regards to do they agree that America is just leaning center left?
Unfortunately, Darius and Bruce are not on right now. Bruce, of course, is on a train taking kids to see Santa Claus. But I'm sure Darius will be
on. Well, all right, guys, whoever's on here, what are your thoughts? Is that just me being the far-left liberal I am? I want to hear what Jeremiah, what do you think about that?
you say you're a far-left what?
Liberal.
No, I heard you. I just wanted you to kind of repeat it for a second. But no, I don't really have any comments about it. I haven't been following anything politically as of the last few weeks here. The last two weeks now. I'm a Democrat myself, so I won't have too much to say.
Well, we got a couple of our warm friends, Ron and Don, both down in the Miami area where it's 75 degrees. But what about you, Don?
Okay, well, Ron, what do you think? Am I right on that, Ron? Are we just a center left country? Is that what we are?
Michael, I agree with you. I shake my head, and you're right. It was a lot more of a puddle than anything else. And they're still trying to figure out. I mean, I get a kick out of seeing the news because they're trying to figure out, you know, what went wrong. And of course, we know what went wrong. You know, the country's tired of you know, the Trump and you know, all that radicalism. But here, interestingly, in Florida, it was the opposite. So I've got my theories, and I think it's, you know, probably the Hispanic vote. that Miami-Dade used to be Democratic. I mean, Miami-Dade has been blue, you know, for I don't know how many past elections, but it's been blue. And this this last midterm election, it turned red. And I don't know if that's a sign of, you know, that Florida's never going to be blue again, or, you know, I think I remember hearing that the Democrats have kind of, I hate to use the term given up, but basically they're refocusing their efforts elsewhere because they said that Florida's no longer ruby red, but just, you know, bright red bright red rather. And so I, you know, I think it's the Hispanic vote, but I'm not sure. Maybe Don probably has a better inclination to know what's going on down here.
Ron, you're right on spot, brother. You're right on spot. Michael, you're right on spot. That was nothing but a pun. And, David, it is currently raining in South Florida, big time. It's been raining all day. However, I have a take, gentlemen, because it's a man's voice, and I want to speak like a man about that red wave. Like I said, DeSantis just dominated. He dominated to a major degree. With Donald Trump living here in Mar-a-Lago, it's going to be a real circus. I mean, get ready for the circus between Donald Trump and DeSantis. It's going to be a heavyweight fight, and the Republican Party will never be the same again. Oh, my God, I can't wait for that fight to happen. They don't know who's going to win. They're going to say, well, we're tired of Trump, but we need a new voice in DeSantis. And DeSantis is going to play him like a fiddle because he learned the playbook from Donald Trump himself. It's going to be so funny. You guys are going to be laughing for days. And, you know,
hey, I agree with you on that, my brother. Hey, Brother Wiggins, I agree with you on that, but let me just throw my two cents in. I think DeSantis is going to win that battle, and, yeah, you're right. I can't wait for that battle. I'm waiting for that battle like a Mike Tyson fight back in the 90s. Like, I can't wait for that battle right there. And I think DeSantis is going to win because DeSantis – is Donald Trump 2.0, you're correct. But also, Ron DeSantis is a very smart man. He's a Harvard graduate. He's a JAG, former JAG officer. He's very smart. There's no arguing that Donald Trump is dumb as a doorbell. Everybody knows Donald Trump's not a smart man at all. So I think DeSantis is going to win that one.
No doubt about it,
I agree with you,
Michael. Yeah, and you know what? He's playing him like a fiddle right now because – Donald Trump tried to pick a fight, and you know what DeSantis did? He did what Jesus said. He just be quiet. He said, look at the evidence. Look at the last midterm election. And then he shut up. He didn't get into a debate with him. And Donald Trump just really announced his presidency to get that heat off of him. That heat's coming down big time on him. I mean, they just appointed a new prosecutor that's going to have his number like you wouldn't believe. And the thing is, his buddy that he appointed can put his hands up and say, I had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with it. That's Garland. He said, I had nothing to do with it. But, man, the heat's getting ready to fall in this election like never before.
All right, gentlemen. Okay, Donald Trump just put in his bid for the 2024 nomination, he'll be the second person who didn't have who ran for president, not significantly. But anyway, so what do you think about that? Do you think, how do you think, I get what you're saying, what you're going to say, but nationally, how do you think, because right now, it's read the news and CNN and all that, they're saying Donald Trump is at his lowest ever in terms of support from the nation. So, but I hear other things going on other parts of the, you know, in the South and stuff like that. So, I don't know. Michael, what do you think?
David, like I said before, I'd like to chime in before you call him, before Michael answers. It was nothing but a smoke screen to take the heat off of him. Really. Let me throw my hat in so I can say I'm running for president and you can take me through the judicial system. It was a smoke screen. He wanted to announce he's running for president. You know, and the good thing about it is he knows how to manipulate the media like no one I've ever seen in my entire life. He was just awarded reinstatement with Twitter, and he's going to play it like a fiddle.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brother Don. Once again, I agree with you 1,000%. He definitely, Donald Trump did that, David, as a smokescreen because he knew the feds was on his ass, and he knew by saying he's running for president, they would make it political. But they were kind of one step ahead of him on that, the Department of Justice, being Merrick Garland, because they already had the special prosecutor lined up, vetted, and ready to go. Okay, it takes a long time to figure out who a special prosecutor you're going to hire. That's a lot of vetting process. So they started that vetting process a long time ago because they anticipated this. So I think the special prosecutor hopefully is going to have him on Rikers Island where he needs to be. I hope that's the case. But if not, I don't think it's going to set any precedents. They said it is, but I don't think so, to indict a guy just because he announced he's running for president. I don't think that should be a get-out-of-jail-free card. If so, I'm definitely going to try that next time I break the law in any way, which I never will do. I'm going to say, you know what, I'm just running for president. How about that?
I love it, Michael. Let me ask you guys something. I was watching the news this morning, and Pence hasn't decided yet whether he's running or not, but let's assume that he throws his hat in there. And it comes down to Pence, Trump, and DeSantis to win the Republican nomination. Who do you think will get it?
Wow, I'd like to chime in on that one, buddy. You know, Pence has really turned out to be a wimp, in my opinion. I mean, a wimp. I mean, I understand he's very spiritual, and I am too. However, if you do me wrong, I'm going to say you did me wrong. And Trump almost killed him and recommended that his gang take him out and his family out, and he won't even say it. And it won't even recognize
it. He's trying to whitewash it.
What was that you said, Ron?
I'm sorry, Don. I just said he's trying to whitewash what happened.
I want you to explain what you mean by that.
Whitewashing, I think it means, you know, not giving it that much importance and kind of like painting it to be, you know, something less evil than what it really was. January 6th, I'm referring to.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen. Of course, 71% of the Democrats are, by a poll that was taken, now say that Biden could win re-election and should win re-election. What are your thoughts on that? Anybody?
No, I'm against that. I'm a Democrat, like I said, far left liberal. This is Michael. I don't want Joe Biden to run. Joe Biden, first of all, he turned 80 today. Happy birthday to the President of the United States. But he surpassed Ronald Reagan in being the oldest living president ever. So 2 years from now, he'll be 82. Okay, he can barely make it to the bathroom now. I don't think he's going to be able to go through all the process of going up against Ron DeSantis, who I'm thinking is going to be the young Harvard lawyer, is going to embarrass him on that stage. So I hope he does, and I hope Gavin Newsom runs. I hope that's who I'm looking forward on the left to run against him. So to answer the question, no, I don't want Joe Biden to run.
Michael, I agree with you 100%. I don't know why the Democratic Party has not built leaders. Kamala Harris, I don't think, is strong enough to run.
Not at all.
They're not going to endorse her. because of who she is, and but they haven't built leaders. I don't know, Michael, you may know better if your governor is ready to pick up the mantle, but the Democratic Party has not been good at cultivating that new generation. I mean, they have not been good at all, and I'm disturbed about that. I dislike it, but the thing is, we've got to get somebody that we can get behind real quick.
Hey, Don, you're absolutely right, but I think the Republicans have done a poor job, too. You know, look at who they had, you know, around the country in this last midterm election. I mean, they don't really have quality people. By the way, you got me thinking when you said, what do I mean by whitewashing? So I had to look it up because I forgot. It means deliberately attempting to conceal unpleasant or incriminating facts about someone or something. So I think that's exactly what Pence was trying to do, is, you know, not say anything bad about Trump. So you're right. You know, he is a wimp.
He's a wimp. I mean, he's a wimp. And the thing is, if someone did you the way Trump did him, what would you do? Let me ask that question.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate there. Obviously, with Don, you know I do not like Pence and Trump, but I think, because I've been following Mike Pence on his little book tour right now, I've watched a couple of his interviews, and yeah, he is showing wimpy, I agree, but he's also showing smart politician, because he's smart enough to know that he does need those Trump votes if he's talking about going anywhere forward in the Republican Party. So he doesn't want to piss those guys off. He's politely said in a nice way that he was very hurt the fact that Donald Trump endangered him and his family. He said it really bothered him that any man would endanger his family. He has said that on several occasions. He's just not saying it in a high-pitched voice because he doesn't want to upset those Trump voters that he's going to need. The more the Republicans pile on Donald Trump and start putting him to the back burner, I think Pence will be more aggressive and forceful then.
I think you're right, Michael.
I think you're right. Yep. Good. It was very political. Good political move.
All right.
You know what? Isn't it strange how when you talk politics, you really look at things from a different eye when you don't have our conservative brothers on the phone, because they have really been brainwashed, and they bought the soup. I mean, man, these past 4 years under the past administration was remarkable. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. Wow, and then a pandemic to go with it? Man, we have gone through something.
All right. Welcome, Darius. Wow. All right.
Brainwashed brother, check it out. Brainwashed brother, checking in. I drank all the soup, done all of it, all the Kool-Aid too.
All right, Darius, give us your thoughts on and how you think it's going to pan out. You know that Donald Trump announced his presidency run for 2024. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I agree with Don when he said that the 4 years of past administration was remarkable. He's absolutely right. We were remarkable on the world stage in terms of national defense. We were remarkable in terms of unemployment rate. We were remarkable in terms of the economy. We were remarkable in terms of energy production and energy independence. We were remarkable in terms of some of the lowest interest rates we've seen in over 40 years. Yeah, we were absolutely remarkable, Don. So that is an awesome observation. Also,
he was handed all that from Obama. Just had to say that.
That's a straight up lie. We far exceeded what Barack Obama did. We went backwards when Joe Biden got in office. So let's not do that. So anyway, in terms of Donald Trump running, I personally had hoped that he wouldn't. I think that the Democrats benefit from Donald Trump running, and it's not because that he's not going to be a good president, but it's more because he's been demonized by the media, and he's a stain right now, and the media and the Democrats have done a great job on making that happen. But I do believe that we'll be a far stronger, more prosperous country with Donald Trump as our president, for sure.
Do you think he'll win?
I think any Republican, if Joe Biden is running again, I think any Republican will win. And the poll shows, and generic polls show, that any Republican pretty much would beat Joe Biden right now.
Versus DeSantis, what do you think?
I like DeSantis, and if he were running, he would definitely be my vote in the Republican primary over Trump. DeSantis has all of the attributes that Donald Trump has without the negative characteristics. However, it won't be long before the media demonizes him again. demonize him just the way they did with Donald Trump, because that's what they do with any Republican. I can tell you guys right now, it can be a Republican with no name, no face, and I can already write the script that the Democrats are going to say. They're going to say he's racist, black or white, it doesn't matter. They're going to say he's a bigot, he's a homophobe, he wants to take Social Security and Medicare away, and he wants to divide the nation, and he wants us to go to war. That's your playbook for any Republican running for office. Doesn't matter who it is. You guys have the same playbook every time. And so while Ron DeSantis may be enjoying some sort of likability factor, it won't be long before the media, if he ever becomes the front runner, the media will change that. And I kind of heard you guys talk about Mike Pence a little bit too. Mike Pence is trying to play the card of a Mitt Romney, if you would say, you know, like, yeah, I'm a middle guy, middle of the road guy. I love everybody, and you know, I'm not hating the Trump guys, but I don't support them either. And what happens with those guys like John McCain? They get slaughtered too. The thing is, there's no love coming from the Democrats from any Republican. And anybody who thinks that what they can do is come and run as a middle-of-the-road Republican and that they'll get some love from the left, they're deceiving themselves. Because they only loved Mitt Romney after he lost. They only loved John McCain after he lost. But when he ran for president, they used the same demonization tactics that they did with every other Republican before.
All right. So,
if I may, real quick, hey Darius, you know why you know that playbook so well? It's because they're all facts. Everything you said, yeah, they're facts. We're gonna run that same playbook as long as they are facts, and that's the reason you know it so well, Darius.
Well, no, Michael. Actually, that's not the facts. If you want to look at the facts, and we've gone over this before. No other president put more blacks in powerful positions and cabinet positions than George W. Bush. That was from the Republican Party. That's a fact. There's no other Republican president, no other president, period, that set out on a path to empower black people specifically by writing legislation or proposals that directly affected the black community than Donald Trump. Whether they people want to admit it or report it or not. And he reached out to the young black conservatives. He reached out to the young black HBCUs and supported them. He created the Black Platinum Plan. He created a black economic plan for businesses. He created a plan that helped get black people out of prison. He created justice reform. All these things fly in the face of racism, but you guys still say it. Yet you guys are the party of Jim Crow. Jim Crow came from the Democratic Party. You guys are the party of voter suppression with the KKK in the South. You guys are the party of Bull Connor. You guys are the party of Herman Talmadge, McGovern. All those people came from the Democratic Party. You guys are the party that filibustered the Civil Rights Act. So, yeah, you guys have done a great job on putting forth that same playbook because you ignore the facts.
All right. Let's go to Don. Is there something you'd like to bring to the table?
Well, David, you know, we're getting ready to go into Thanksgiving, and I was just reflecting today on the things that are happening in our life that we have to be thankful for. First of all, I'm thankful to be alive. When I look back over my life and things that have gone on and the good choices I've made and the not-so-good choices, I'm still thankful. I'm thankful to be here on earth with my feet above ground. Whether good or bad, I'm still thankful. Man, I tell you, life is so for real. We can't control the day we're born, and we can't control the day that we leave Earth. However, it's what we do in between the hash marks. And living between the hash marks are an adventure. An adventure that I'm enjoying most of the time when I've been projecting into next week and next month. I'm going to start living one day at a time, David. And I'm going to leave it like that.
All right. That sounds good. What about you, Ron? Anything you wanted to bring to the table?
Well, I hate to go from something as beautiful and positive as what you just mentioned, Don. You know, and I am grateful and thankful too. I mean, I know I sometimes, you know, complain a lot and wish things were a little better or that I didn't have pain or whatever, but you know, when I really sit back and look at what I have and I'm really grateful. I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to have, even though it's a small family, I have a family that I care for and love a lot and vice versa. But what I did want to bring up is this massacre yet again of, you know, the gun violence out in Colorado Springs. And I think it was, I don't have all my facts right, but it was somebody that walked into an LGBTQ bar just like Pulse in Orlando and started shooting and I think ended up killing five people and wounding at least 25 or something. And I'm just like scratching my head, you know, it seems like this violence, gun violence never ends no matter who's president, you know, whether it's Republican, Democratic. I mean, what have we become as a country? I mean, is there, I know we've talked about this before, but, and I know I'm the doomsayer when it comes to this, because I think there's like no way to go back. I mean, there's nothing we can do. The genie, I think somebody said it before, like the genie's out of the bottle on this. You know, are we just, is this just a new normal going forward?
If I may, Ron, I hope it's not the new normal going forward, and I do agree with you, and my heart goes out to those people who were harmed in that massacre. And it's getting out of control, and I hate to go political, but it has a lot to do with the rhetoric coming from the Republican Party. It has a lot to do with the rhetoric of Donald Trump. It has a lot to do with those guys who stormed the Capitol and how they think and their mentality. Their mentality is they don't like gay people, they don't like black people, and they will kill in order to get their point across. And if it looks like they're losing the argument, they're going to resort to their weapons. That's their mentality, unfortunately, Ron. And we got to do something about that. We got to have the Republican Party tone it down. Now, I hate to make it political, and yeah, there's some crazy gun-toting people on the left, too, I agree. But on the left, we don't condone that. On the right, they condone that. Ricky Lake, the lady who ran for governor, in Arizona, she said, if I lose, I don't agree with the results. I only agree with the results if I win. That's their mentality. It's only if I win. That's their mentality. So that's my two cents on that, Ron.
Yeah. Don, you have any thoughts?
Oh, you guys are right on target. You know, and what gets me is we've never been so divided, man. I mean, Democrat against Republic. You know, it was right against wrong, this person against that person. But now it's a clear line in the sand. Very distinct on what you represent on that side and very distinct on what you represent on this side. And it only started under the regime of Donald Trump. I mean, he said some time ago, if I ever wanted to run for president, I'd run on the Republican Party side because I could take over. Wow. And he did.
Darius, do you agree with Michael and Don that this whole rhetoric started with Trump? I know what you're going to say, but I agree with them too. What are your thoughts on that?
Man, you guys are so funny to me. Like, you could just make comments without any facts at all to back anything up. I'd love to hear Michael tell me what comments came from any Republican leadership that said we should go in, or that suggested even going into a gay bar and shooting up gay people, or black people, or killing black people. Tell me what violence has any Republican leader said, implied against those people. Please give me the statement. You can't, because it doesn't exist. But see, in you and Don's mind, facts don't matter. You just say whatever you want to say. We had mass shootings under Barack Obama. We had Republican senators get shot up on a softball field under Barack Obama. We had a man crash a building into a crash a plane into a building, a small plane, over the environment under Barack Obama. We had a whole summer. Speaking of violence, Michael, you said that Republicans condone violence and you guys don't. Where you guys, Democrat leaders, let people run wild. Over 20-some people got killed in the riots over the summer. Nobody said anything. It was okay to burn down buildings and cause billions of dollars of damages. It was okay to destroy police cops, kill police car policemen and destroy police cops and police buildings. Oh, that was fine, because there was a movement. And there was not one Democrat that came out and said, we ought to stop this. We ought to stop the violence. There were probably, I think there were like 5 or 6 young people under the age of 15 that died in those riots. Not one Democrat condemned it. So don't talk about condoning violence on the Republican side, because there's no one condoning any of that on the Republican side. But I can count for you, and I can name for you Democrats, Democrat leaders who actually marched and promoted. And even our Vice President Kamala Harris set up a bail fund for people who committed violence and destroyed public property and private property. So if you want to speak about violence, Michael, let's state the facts, guys, you and Don.
Okay, absolutely. Let me debunk everything you just said real quick. Okay, I'm going to start with I really hate it when you guys want to compare the violence in 2020 over the George Floyd and the protesting and all that. You guys love to compare that and bring that up when we bring up January 6th and the riots and the shootings that are going on, the mass shootings based on the rhetoric from the Republican Party. You guys always like to go to that. So let me just tear that whole argument down real quick.
What mass shootings happened under Republican rhetoric? I asked you guys a question. Nobody can answer it. What was the rhetoric that encouraged mass shootings from the Republican side? Please tell me.
Okay, I'll start with I'll tell you for sure. I'll start with Donald Trump telling the Proud Boys on national television to stand by and stand down. The Proud Boys, we know a bunch of gun-toting trigger-happy hillbillies. We know that's exactly who they are. Donald Trump told them, stand down and stand by. In other words, stand down, but I might give you the order to go crazy here real soon. Okay, we can start with that one right there, because that was on a national level when he did that. But hang on, let me finish pushing back on the comparison when you always try to compare the two, okay? The riots of 2020, I disavow, I don't agree with any form of violence, but those riots were because black people had violence sprung upon them for hundreds of years in this country, so they reacted to that with violence by burning down. So that was violence reacting to violence. I disagree with both of them. On January the 6th, when those hillbillies ran up in the Capitol, there was no violent threat to them at all. They ran up in there because they didn't want to see a peaceful transition of power. So there was no violence being set upon them when they acted their violence, okay? So please stop trying to compare what happened with the George Floyd and the burning of the buildings with what happened with those hillbillies running up in the Capitol, okay, Darius? Please stop doing that, okay?
I never made that comparison. I never even brought up January 6th. We were talking about a mass shooting. I never even brought up January 6th. That's not a comparison.
Hey, Darius, January 6th, let me ask this question. What would have happened if Pence would have done what he was asked to do? And what would have happened if those people that stormed the Capitol would have been successful in going into Nancy Pelosi's office and the rest of those senators and Congress people's office and assassinating them, and Donald Trump came back into the presidency? What would have happened to America?
First of all, I don't deal with wild rhetoric or wild because you're asking me a hypothetical. It's a wild hypothetical.
It came that close to happening. That's why I'm asking you.
It did, Don, it's hype. It never even came close to happening. Nobody was going in there to assassinate anybody. They wanted to disrupt the hearing because they wanted Mike Pence to not certify the election. Nobody went in there with any weapons.
You don't think they went in there to kill. Okay. Are you serious? They went in there with guns and everything. They were ready to kill. Are you kidding me?
Okay. They didn't have any guns. If you look at all the charges, there was not anybody that was charged with carrying. There was not anybody charged with carrying a weapon. There was not anybody charged with assault with a weapon. None of that. With a deadly weapon, nobody. The only person got killed was Ashley Babbitt by someone inside of the Capitol who shot her climbing through a window. That was the only person that got killed that day. There was nobody in there to kill anybody, and there's no proof or evidence of that. There's also a story, which I was going to bring up, if you guys really want to know what happened on January 6th, and I hope they keep the investigation going. There's also a story where they had, if you guys watched the hearings last week, they had Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, on Capitol Hill. They were questioning him about them having people implanted undercover in the Proud Boys and dressed as Trump supporters on January 6th to help encourage, or even if they didn't help encourage, if they knew what was going on and they were inside, their job should have been to warn someone about violence about to happen, and they didn't do anything. They outright asked Christopher Wray, did you have undercover agents dressed as Trump supporters in the Capitol on January 6th? He refused to answer the question because they had intelligence.
Okay, Darius, please, in your honest right mind, you mean to tell me you think if they found Nancy Pelosi, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Mike Pence, you really think they would have just sat and talked to those guys? You don't think they would have harmed them?
There's no...
Seriously, you think they would have just sat down and said, let's talk, Nancy? You don't think they would have physically grabbed Nancy physically? You honestly don't think that?
There's no evidence that they were even looking for that. There's no evidence that they were looking for any of these people. Watch the trials. Watch the hearings yourself. The one-sided hearings that they had. Watch it yourself. There's no evidence of any of that happening.
You mean to tell me if there was no security in there and they walked in that building and saw Nancy sitting in the office by herself, you mean to tell me they weren't going to physically grab her?
Okay. Let me tell you this.
Yes or no, please.
I already said no. There was no evidence of any of that going to happen. They wanted to disrupt the same way the same way that the Democrats stormed the Capitol in Wisconsin and held it hostage for almost 3 days so that they could not vote. The Democrats did this. They didn't hurt anybody. They didn't attack anybody. They just simply went in and they sat inside the Capitol, Wisconsin, and did not allow any business to be handled until they got their way. That was wrong. Don't get me wrong. That was totally wrong what they did. But that right there, nobody covered that because you guys only see violence or whatever on your side, and then you try to make it to be something way more than what it is. Nobody went in there on January 6th with an M16 to shoot and kill anybody. There were no weapons.
They were 10 hang Mike Pence. Come on, Darius. They were chanting
that's
that.
That's a lie. That's a lie, and it's mythology. It's made up. Even Mike Pence said he had no knowledge of anybody talking about it. He said it was a joke. He thought it was a terrible joke when Donald Trump said it. But he knew nobody was coming to hang him on the Capitol grounds. You guys think I'm crazy. You're crazy if you think they're going to drag out the vice president and hang him on the Capitol grounds. You guys are delusional.
You know something, Darius? There are two occasions that I am so glad that we had one ram in the bush that stood up on the Republican Party. Let me tell you about those two occasions. One was when John McCain stood on the floor and put his thumbs down when he was expected to put his thumbs up when it came to health care for millions of people. Millions of people. Obamacare. The affordable health care. That's why we needed it. And then on the second occasion, when Donald Trump said, Michael Pence, don't be a wimp. We need you now. Do it. And he stood up and didn't do what was asked of him to do. It changed democracy in America. Darius, you've got to believe that if he had done what he was asked of him, we would be under a different regime right now. In democracy.
Okay, Don. First of all, that would not have happened even if he had done it, because all it said is he just didn't. All they asked is that he not certify the votes until there was an investigation. They wanted an investigation of all the claims that were happening. Nobody wanted to overturn and say, "Oh, Donald Trump remains president for another 4 years." That's not what it was.
It was not a coup.
I'm telling you what it was, but you don't want to hear it because you guys don't care about facts.
Positively a coup. Come on, Darius. Let me make it simple. Let's make this simple. Was he out of line for asking Mike Pence to do that?
No, you can ask whatever you want. Was Nancy Pelosi out of line? Was Sheila Lee out of line? Was all these Democrats out of line when they didn't want to certify Donald Trump's election? Now, all these people that you're calling election deniers, it was at least 25 senators that did not want to certify Donald Trump as president. The same thing. But you guys act like this is a first. And Don, I'm sorry, man. You don't have to believe me. You can think I'm lying. I'm just asking you to do your research on what really happened that day. There was no coup. They wanted an audit of the elections, and all they were saying was, let's stop this until we get an audit.
It had already been through the courts. It had already been ruled on by several judges.
It had already been through the court system,
the legal criminal justice court system in America. It had already gone through it.
Michael, it had not. It had been certain states and certain precincts. There were probably 20-some cases that were pending at the time that election was certified by Joe Biden. And some of them still going on right now. So, no, that wasn't the case, guys. Listen, you don't have
there
to agree.
There were 20 cases thrown out for the election.
Can I finish?
Donald Trump
can I finish? They were thrown out. But I'm telling you what they were asking, Michael. I'm not arguing the fact that some of the cases weren't heard. What I'm telling you is what happened on January 6th. Do your research yourself, guys. Don't listen to me. It was not a coup. They wanted an audit, and they wanted to hold up the certifications until an audit happened. Nobody tried to take over the government, Don. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, man.
So, dude, don't believe my lying eyes, huh? My eyes, I sat and watched them raid that Capitol, so don't believe that, huh? That's what you're telling me.
I didn't say they didn't raid the Capitol. I said they didn't go in there to kill anybody. They went in there to stop the certification, which is wrong. Don't get me wrong. It's totally wrong. But they went in there to stop it because they wanted an audit of the election. They didn't want to overthrow and take over. What do you think they were going to do, come in with a military and take over the United States of America? No, it's like, come on, guys, be for real.
So is that the norm? Anytime you want an audit of election, you just grab a bunch of my homeboys and we run up in the Capitol? Is that the norm moving forward, Darius?
I just told you it was wrong, Michael. I just told you what it was. But I said it wasn't a coup. It wasn't anybody trying to take over the government, my friend.
You know what doesn't make sense, Darius, of what you just said? I'm sitting here thinking, okay, is that even possible? If you have a bunch of crazies, thousands of them, storming the Capitol with, you know, chanting, kill Mike Pence or whatever, do you think they're actually going to go in there and find our congressional leaders and peacefully say, we demand an investigation? Do you think that's what they're going to do once they're in there?
I don't know how many ways you guys want me to answer that question. I don't know how
with all due respect, you know you're my brother, but that's how stupid it sounds, Darius. That's why.
Well,
of course they were
going to
go cause harm if they found any one of the Democrats. They were going to cause some sort of physical harm. The fact that you think they were going to just go in there and sit down and say, hey, you aren't going to do this, guys, and talk about it over tea, it's just stupid. I have no other word than that. Darius, it is.
So is that what happened when the libs attacked the Congress of Wisconsin, the Capitol?
Here we go with the what about this.
It's not a what up. I'm just asking you a question. Isn't that what happened when they went there? Did they harm anybody? Did they kill anybody? That's all I'm asking. If you think it's unreasonable, I have precedent. You don't. That's my only point. That this is
happening. Was that a federal election, too, for the president of the United States?
No, it was a state election for the governor, but I'm telling you, it was the same thing, Michael, and nobody hurt anybody. They went in there and they disrupted they sat in there in the Capitol, they posted up, they didn't hurt anybody. Were they right for doing that? Absolutely not. But I'm telling you that that's what they wanted, and then you guys totally want to ignore all of the Democrats who voted not to certify Donald Trump as president, the same people. All of a sudden now, election denier is some sort of evil, cruel, or some kind of evil, unpatriotic act. And you guys did it on every Republican president that was elected. You didn't. You wanted to deny, or you wanted to call them presidents who are what's the word you guys use for unlawfully elected president or illegitimate president. You used that for George W. Bush. You used it for Donald Trump. And now when somebody says it about your guy, all of a sudden it's evil, unpatriotic. These same guys had a movement to not certify Donald Trump as president, and you guys know it and you're ignoring it because it doesn't agree with your narrative about Republicans, and that's a terrible way to be because you can't have an honest debate if you're not willing to be honest about your side as well. And as far as John McCain, Don, what you said, the reason why John McCain has no honor with me, you said, oh, him giving thumbs down was honorable. No, it wasn't. Because the whole time when John McCain ran, he ran on the fact that he was going to overturn Obamacare. He said that Obamacare was unpatriotic. He said that it was unfair.
No, I got to cut you off. That is a lie because Obamacare was not in law when John McCain ran for office. So that is a lie.
I'm not talking about for president. I'm talking about as a Republican senator. When he was running, he ran on the fact that if Republicans took power, that they were going to overturn, if they could maintain that, he was going to overturn Obamacare. That's what he ran on. And all the Republicans ran on that, and every Republican was in agreement to it. He did it because he did not like Donald Trump, and he screwed America. He was willing to screw America, screw his own principles because he didn't like Donald Trump. That's why he's dishonorable.
Darius, let me tell you what happened. You witnessed divine intervention. That's what happened.
right before your very eyes. You're absolutely right. However, divine intervention stepped in and said, my people need health care. Put your thumb down. And that's what happened. And then he went on to wherever glory is. So, man, I want you to start looking at reality and look at things in a different light. You bring up some very intelligent statements, and I've gotten to the point now where I'm looking at things in reality. Now, just think of the people that needed health care, Darius. Darius, you got people in your own family that needed Obamacare or the Affirmative Health Care Act. Canada is a model for health care. The people there don't even have to pay for health care. And they're nowhere compared to the United States. We're the richest country in the world. We can send money over to countries like the war we're fighting with Putin. We can spend all kind of money, but we can't take care of our own people. We got to take care of our own people, man.
All right. Want to move ahead. This conversation is pretty good. Maybe we'll come back to it, but there are listeners listening and they're asking other questions. And I think we did the political thing today. We kind of got very deep in it, and that was a good thing. So I'm having a lot of questions coming up about things that we're talking about, but several of them want to get out of the politics and talk about the holidays. One of the questions that one of the listeners is asking, will the panelists please tell us for Thanksgiving dinner, one, what is your favorite side? We know they will like the meat, the turkey and ham, but what are the side dishes? Which is it that's their favorite and which is your worst? All right, so let's start off with Michael. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish and what is your least favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Oh, it's definitely the pecan pie. That's my favorite thing to eat on a Thanksgiving. My least favorite is I would have to go with the cranberries. I hate cranberries.
All right. Ron, what about you?
Michael, I'm with you with the cranberries and also those green little things that you fry with bacon. I don't even know what they're called, but they're vegetables. I hate those. But my favorite, I got to go with mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes with a lot of butter.
All right. Darius, what about you?
My favorite is, I guess, my wife's dressing and her sweet potato pies. It's my favorite. I don't have a, you know, I guess I don't like cranberry sauce, but we don't make it. So I don't have anything that I just really dislike. Everything is normally good, man, at our Thanksgiving dinner. So I can't think of anything that I dislike. Other than the cranberry sauce, but we don't buy that or make that. So.
Okay, I'm getting a comment from the person who gave me that. It says, not that they're trying to say your family, your person making it, but overall, not just in your household. Okay, let's move on. Don, what about you?
Darius, I agree with you 100%, brother. Man, that sweet potato pie. Ooh-wee. Man, my wife makes the best sweet potato pie. You bite your hand. Oh, my God. And then I like the dressing. The dressing is so spicy. I like spicy dressing with my turkey. Oh, I like everything about Thanksgiving dinner. Everything.
There's nothing you don't like?
Well, I haven't met it yet.
Okay.
No.
Spencer, what about you?
I like everything. I don't think I have a favorite. Probably have to be the sweet potato pie. If I make the best, you know, it has to be my sweet potato pie. My least favorite would probably be green bean casserole. Yeah.
Okay. Jeremiah, what about you?
What about you, David?
Please. Jeremiah, what about you?
I'll go with we got a tie for macaroni and cheese, tied with grape stuffing. The unlikable, I can't really think of anything. I would probably say the least likely will probably be the collard greens or something like that.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a big collard green fan.
Okay. I think I got through everyone, but you asked me what mine was. My favorite probably is the sweet potato pie, and overall my least favorite would be pumpkin pie. I'm not a pumpkin pie. All right. That was those questions. Let me see. Other people are chiming in. So the question that we're getting is, do any of the men on the panel make Thanksgiving dinners? I would think we all do a little bit. Is anybody that actually does? I know Spencer can do it. anybody?
I have done it in the past, not as a recent though.
Pardon me?
So I have done it in the past, but not as recent.
Right, I know you have. Don, you about to say something?
Yes, I do, David. We have a mixture of not only turkey, but fish. I'm the guy that fries the fish. I fry the fish. I love frying fish because coming from Michigan, surrounded by the Great Lakes, man, we had the best variety of fish one could imagine. Crappies, well, see, you guys don't know anything about those. Man, I could fillet a fish and have you enjoying the fish. You won't even want to eat the turkey.
All right.
Okay.
Anybody else that can cook a whole meal? Any of us that do whole dinners? Whole thing? So very few.
It's a group participation in my house, David. I mean, I'm the guy that I barbecue a turkey almost every Thanksgiving, and they seem to enjoy my barbecued turkey. So I do that,
wow.
And then I'll do a sweet potato. I'll do a sweet potato casserole. You know, everybody contributes pretty much. My wife and my daughters, you know, it's a team.
You said you barbecue the turkey?
Yes, sir.
Oh, whoa, that's different.
I know, that sounds it.
Yeah. Last year I had to do two of them. Say again now?
Well, two. Another question came in. Does anybody do fried turkey? Does anybody? That seems to be a new trend.
In the deep fryer.
Yeah.
I've had it, but I don't do it.
Pardon me?
I've had it, but I don't do it. I've been trying to learn, so we'll see if I can spend some hours in the learning stages this Thanksgiving with my brother.
Okay. So it seems, okay, another comment is in, it seems that everyone talked about pies. Does anybody make cakes for Thanksgiving, or is it just pies? All right, Ron, what about you? Do you have cake for Thanksgiving or just pies?
No, just pies, and I actually like the apple pie.
What about you, Darius?
No, just pies, but my wife bakes homemade cheesecakes. She does a blueberry, wow, strawberry, and cherry cheesecakes every Thanksgiving and Christmas.
You know, it sounds like next Thanksgiving we all need to have our own one big happy party. Everybody needs to cook their thing. What about you, Michael? You have pie and cake, or just pie?
No, I'm just a straight pie guy. I'll save the cakes for the 4th of July.
All right, gentlemen, it's only got 15 seconds left, and I want to say we will not be on the air again next Sunday, but we'll come back Sunday afterwards. But we hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving and a great week. So you guys have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you all again in two weeks.
Thank you. You guys are wonderful. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Donna. Happy God Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving and God bless, guys.